Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As voice of Chiefs Kingdom, he's seen the lowest of lows and the highest of highs.
You can doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're gonna have to deal with the Chiefs!
Your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Mitch Holthus with CDOT on The Drive.
Let me tell you guys that Mitch Holthus's appearance on The Drive is presented by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center, and also by GEHA. They are a proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, happy to have you on the show today. I missed you. Mitch, where are you?
Hey, there's a lot of stuff going on today, including we've got the Kingdom Show tonight, right, at Olathe 151st Street with Justin Reed, but we also have, as soon as I'm off the show there at 2 seconds, I'm out the door, Pat's Galas tonight, the Patrick and the 15 Mahomes Gala tonight at Lowe's. So lots going on in a busy week. So let's roll.
Absolutely. So Mitch, let's just start with this. What is it like to see the Chiefs Kingdom sort of grow and evolve over the course of the years that the Chiefs have had always had a very passionate and loyal fan base? But yesterday, it felt like a college team coming to take over another team's venue. When Xavier Worthy scored that touchdown, he went to the sideline. I didn't see many Raiders fans in attendance there. It sounded and felt like a Chiefs home game. You've seen, you know, Raiders games in Oakland, in Vegas. What is it like to see Chiefs fans now just come in and just take over another team's stadium?
Yesterday took the cake, though, C-Dot. I told the rest of our crew and I told Dana, I don't think I've seen a stadium take over like that in my 31 years as the voice of the Chiefs. I would venture to guess, I wish we could have the empirical data, but it looked like 70 to 75% Chiefs. And when the Chiefs run on the field for their last, you know, timeout before kickoff, it's like, boo. But, well, who's booing? Because these are Chiefs fans. So it's fake sound. SoFi does this, and so does Allegiant Stadium. But, you know, the black hole's not there anymore. Maybe some of those people come and travel to Vegas. Some of them, you know, are fans from Vegas, but they're like, yeah, we got to like the Raiders. Like, we like other teams. It's just a weird dynamic. But to answer your point, it's not just that stadium on that day. We have seen the Chiefs Kingdom grow globally. The impact in Germany, for sure, has been felt, but it's really around the globe and coast to coast. The Chiefs have developed this following that goes well beyond the old environs of the Midwest Chiefs Kingdom. This is unprecedented, and unprecedented for our community and our region. We've never had a sports team that has captivated in the most popular game in our country like the Chiefs. That is empirical, and the data just keeps flowing in. The Chiefs, people love the Chiefs more and more throughout the whole country and really around the world.
Right now, we're talking to the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. It was just a lot of fun. It was exciting to see how people were yesterday and just kind of feel that energy. You could definitely feel it from the people in the attendance. All right, let's talk about the game. Let's talk about how the Chiefs won yesterday. There was a sequence there that, to me, showed you why the Chiefs are the Chiefs and why the Raiders are the Raiders. This game was still close, even though I didn't think that the Raiders were going to win this game. It was 17-13. The interception happens. The Chiefs are, excuse me, The Raiders have the ball first and goal from the 3-yard line. They lost 3 yards and had a turnover on down. At that moment, the game was over to me, and that is why the Chiefs, in my opinion, have the best defense in the league and have been the best team in the league, and that is why the Raiders are going to pick top five coming up in a couple of months.
Andy Reid and I are going to talk about this tonight. It's worth a listen at about 6:10 tonight on 96.5 The Fan on our network, because I asked him to dive into this very thing. Here's what was impressive about it, C-Dot, in that stand. The fact that Tranquil shoots the gap and defends the run. Justin Reid defends the check down pass to Alexander Mattison. And then you get penetration and a sack from Karlaftis. And then the next, it holds them to a field goal. Then the next time, they get nothing because it's Derek Nnadi, it's Turk Wharton, it's Bolt was in there. I mean, leaving somebody out here. It's like this, there were like 9 guys that all contributed, not even mention Chris Jones, who didn't get credit for any of that, but he helped make all of that happen. When you look at this Chiefs team and what they've been able to do in these 7 weeks defensively in goal to go or inside the 10 situations, C-Dot, you can go years and not see this. In that game yesterday, first and goal at the 4, 3 points. First and goal at the 3, no points. Go back to the Atlanta game. First and 10 for the Falcons at the 11. They get to the 6, no points. Fourth and 1 for the Falcons at the 3, no points. Baltimore, all the way back to the first game of the year. First and goal at the 7 with Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, field goal. Same with Cincinnati. First and goal at the 6, field goal. Chargers, fourth and 1 at the 3, field goal. That's a big reason this team is 7-0, because they've had 14 goal-to-go situations they've had to defend, and they're fourth in the league in fewest touchdowns allowed, but they've actually had to defend the most goal-to-go situations the Chiefs have of any team in the NFL in these first 8 weeks.
So, Mitch, the Chiefs make a addition to the defense. They pick up Joshua Uche, the defensive lineman from New England. It's funny because this is a move that the Patriots would have made, it feels like, 7-8 years ago. You know, the Patriot way. They get a guy who was a first or second round pick. You bring him into the fold and you think that it's going to work. Veach has made a couple of these moves over his career. We call him the Veach special on this show. What do you make of this move? What do you think that Uche's role is going to be down the stretch?
Well, and then let's get to D-Hop, because that's another Veach special, and throw it on the stack with the, Kareem Hunt, Samaje Perine Veach specials, and getting Juju Smith-Schuster back. I mean, we're loading up the file of Veach specials here. With Uche, I think that you're getting, obviously, an accomplished pass rusher, because, just 2 years ago, he had 11.5 sacks. More than that, he had a lot of quarterback hits and hurries. But I think he's been a steady defender. I remember studying him a little bit last year when we played them and thought, ooh, he would fit Spags' scheme at some point, because he's not just a guy chasing sacks or getting upfield, you know, like the Boses and like, okay, you run under his armpit. He's a steady football player that looks to me that can make – I guess he just fits. I've not talked to him yet, haven't seen him yet. Curious to see him on the field and what he's going to be like. But part of the Veach special here, C-Dot – part of the Veach special is he gets guys that are not counterculture to what you have in place. I've been very impressed in my brief discussions with DeAndre Hopkins. It's in Drew Tranquil. We can go right down the line. Justin Reed, our guest tonight on the Kingdom Show. These guys not only assimilate into your culture, C-Dot, they've enhanced the culture. And I really expect that with D-Hop, and hopefully Josh can do the same thing in the fact that these guys add to what you have even beyond the field, and they don't work counterproductive to what you have off the field, because that can wreck a team. We've seen that before throughout the NFL and with the Chiefs throughout history.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holsis for a couple more minutes here. What did you notice from D-Hop? He didn't get a lot of snaps, didn't get a lot of targets and opportunities, but you know that his role is going to grow over the course of the remainder of the regular season. What did you see from him in game one?
Another thing we'll discuss tonight with Andy Reid, but here's what I saw. Okay, the third down pickup to open the game, to keep that drive going on the opening touchdown drive. How about the catch he made in the two-minute offense? He's on the field, C-Dot, in the two-minute offense. He was in our building Thursday morning, and he's in the two-minute offense. That's not just something you draw plays or have time to do. He was already ready for that situation. But what I saw that excites me as much as any of those two catches was how he's going to help the team when he never touches the ball. Do you find it a coincidence that Kelce had 10 catches for 90 yards yesterday? did you find a coincidence that Xavier Worthy looked like he was just freed up to play? I thought with Xavier, because he's a kid that will take on the responsibility. Hollywood goes down, Rashi Rice goes down, Juju Smith-Schuster goes down, and now all of a sudden a rookie who's in the first half of his first year is probably feeling the weight of the world on his shoulders. Like, dude, I've got to get this done. Now he can free up and play because D-Hop will go, I got you. Just do your thing. Go for a 54-yard go pattern and get a touchdown. I'll figure out some of the other stuff. But I thought it was an immediate impact where the subtle impact of DeAndre Hopkins, where Kelce has his best day so far this year, and Worthy was freed up to play and made big plays, including that touchdown that pushed the Chiefs ahead. We're up by two touchdowns.
Mitch, you have been around this Andy Reid system, and you probably talk to Andy as much as anybody. What struggles or challenges do you think that D-Hop is going to have in trying to learn this offense? We hear a lot about Andy Reid and how tough it is to kind of come in the middle of the season. You're really big on the summer and that creating that level of preparation. Yep. D-Hop's kind of joining the semester in the middle of it. How quickly do you think it's going to take him to get ready to become the D-Hop that he's been so far in his career?
Well, we're going to see a bit of it. We saw a bit of it already. But, yeah, there's a reason you have OTAs and the Chiefs are so good at it. And I've preached on it for years and years, and it's the reason they've been so good and have, you know, zeroing in on a 12th straight winning season with Andy Reid. I think it's the off-schedule plays for D-Hop. You know, you've got to learn how to play with Patrick. I'll say it tonight at the gala. We're all just riding our bikes to Pat's house. We're going to play and have an awesome time and get a pickup game. Well, with Pat, you've got to be ready to play the pickup game. I've already seen Samaje Perine do it. Did you see the chip and release? He gets the 22-yard gain against San Francisco. Those aren't necessarily the scheduled plays, but you've got to learn how to do learn the nuances of Patrick. And that does not happen overnight. That's not on your iPad or on the diagram. That is, oh, where's Pat going? Oh, I better do this if Pat's going over here. And that takes some time. So that will come. That will come with the weeks, and then that will come with Patrick's, I think, increased trust of DeAndre Hopkins. Now, we can sit here and look at any quarterback in the league and go, oh, he should have thrown to C-Dot. Look how he's open. Well, that's not even realistic many times because we're not seeing the fire that's in the face of Mahomes. But yesterday, there was one where he floats the pass to Xavier Worthy, Patrick does, and the ball's knocked down by Josh Jacobs guy, whatever, and he knocks it down. Well, D-Hop's wide open in the middle of the field. I think as time goes on, Patrick and D-Hop will learn to play together, but it's the off-schedule plays and DeAndre learning to play the pickup game with Patrick that Kelce can do in his...
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fleet.
Mitch, I've never asked you this before. It's unrelated to the Chiefs, but I'm genuinely curious. Have you ever called a Hail Mary before, like we saw last night in Commanders and Bears?
Not with a dude that's over taunting the crowd. What are we doing? Like, why the ball's going to be snapped. Does he not realize the ball's going to be snapped? And he's over. He's 40 to the. It's a 53-yard field, lengthwise. So it's a 53.5-yard field. So he's literally whatever half of that is, 37 yards away, taunting with people. Where am I supposed to be? Touchdown, game lost. No, I've not seen anything like that. But mainly because it was defensive malfeasance of somebody who would rather taunt than win the game. Now, if we want to talk about culture or just where sports is right now, and social media doesn't help this because I would rather taunt you than win the game. And that showed up yesterday, I think, in that contest, because now he's had to apologize to his teammates, and I appreciate that. But still, that play shouldn't have worked if Chicago does their job, if everybody does their job. It is also a great indication of where we are in football, where you always say 11 guys got to do their job every time. Well, that's a perfect example of one guy didn't do what he was supposed to do, and the Bears lose a game they could ill afford to lose because their division is rock solid. If that game keeps them out of the playoffs, that play will be played over and over and over, and you'll see it May, June, and July, or you'll see it on some sports show going, you know, the flubs of the week or whatever. So, no, I've never seen anything like that, but mainly because of defensive malfeasance.
Last thing here, Mitch, and I appreciate your time. I know you don't look ahead as much, but you know us sports talk radio guys, we can't help. We love to look ahead. I'm kind of looking at the one seed conversation, at least Baltimore. Baltimore is four games back of Kansas City with 2 months to go. It's just hard to think that Baltimore is going to be in a position where they have the one seed over Kansas City. I'm still open to the possibility of Houston and Buffalo just because those two teams play Kansas City, so you got a chance to gain ground directly and have a tiebreaker over them. But just as we are halfway through the NFL season, I mean, there's only three teams realistically that have a chance at the one seed, and obviously Kansas City, with them still being undefeated, they have a huge leg up in these final 2 months of the season.
I don't care if it's one or five. You got to take care and get to that bye. I know that you pay attention every week to The Minute with Mitch on Channel 41 on Thursdays or on the Chiefs Radio Network. I know that it's appointment. You have your phone set up to notify you.
Locked in.
Ding. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Because you already know then what I said about the schedule. And was the bye too early? I said no, because it's the Tour de France. You're just taking – it's 5-7-5 the way the season breaks out. But if you get the one seed this year, CDOT, the Chiefs will play one game in 24 days. And to me, that will be a plus. Don't give me the rust. We'll talk about – I know I'm way ahead of myself here. I'm, 2 months ahead of myself. That will be like an additional training camp for Andy Reid and this team. Because now you're going to have time for D-Hop, time for Juju Smith-Schuster, maybe Hollywood Brown, coming back not only from injury but getting back into the flow of things. The one seed might be as important as ever this year. So I don't care if it's six teams or two teams or just the Bills. The Texans will be there too. But, yeah, I mean, you got the Ravens and Bengals are looking at a whole bunch more hard games. I mean, the Ravens aren't done with hard games here, and the Chiefs have had a pretty tough path to get to this 7-0. But you zero in on that bye because you may get a freebie training camp at the end of December and early January while everybody else is slugging it out to get to you.
And that is Mitch Holtz. His appearance on the show is brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Also by GEHA. They are a proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, you got a busy day ahead of you. You got Chiefs Kingdom coming up with Justin Reed. You got Patrick Mahomes shindig later today. This is one of your busier Monday nights.
I'm all collapsed at about 2 a.m. because there wasn't a whole lot of sleep last night, but that's okay. I just got to ask you, though. The question of the day, would you rather taunt Rob or beat Rob?
I mean, I'd much rather win. But you know what? Rob and I are on the same team, Mitch. We're on the same team here.
But you catch my drift. Why are we want to taunt dudes more than we want to beat them. Social media, I can't wait to taunt you. Well, no, just play the game, okay? Dude, go to your job and knock down the pass. I'm terrified the Bears won't make the playoffs. It'll be because of that moment that everybody looks at.
That is Mitch Holtz's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs joining us on the show. Mitch, I appreciate your time as always.
See you, man.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.